This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, you need to understand what's going on in your country. Let me highlight this again. This administration is a front. This is a facade. Okay? This is circus of politics. This is sleight of hand. They are using diversion and diversive measures, friends, to keep your eyes off of the ball, which I'm going to put your eyes on and your ears on. Eyes, if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and ears, because you're listening right now. Okay, I'm going to, just for a couple moments, play the political game, the right versus the left, okay, because this is how the article goes, the Republicans versus the Democrats, and versus the Democrats, right, like pro wrestling. Susan Hamner reported, Republicans cave and return to open borders immigration policy of Obama. Okay, you heard me right. Republicans cave and return to open borders immigration policy of Barack Hussein Obama. Now, I am prefacing this to what I'm going to talk about next, but you did hear about the 11 children rescued from an Islamic compound in New Mexico, correct? I mean, folks, I've shared with you that the Muslims are going to bring their culture with them. I'll highlight that in just a couple moments. But with that said, don't think for one moment that they're going to come here, because they're not here to assimilate. They're here to conquer. But you have a couple guys, these Muslims that come over here, arm themselves to the hilt, plant themselves in the desert in New Mexico with 11 children, and they act like they're over in Somalia. Folks, because again, they're not here to assimilate. They're not here to take on the ways of Western culture. Again, keep in mind, out of their own mouths, they are here to conquer, and they believe that they're above our laws. Okay, so I'm going to take this in stride, and keep in mind as well, going back to the Republicans caving and then return to open borders immigration policy of Obama, keep in mind the agenda is going forward regardless if you want to admit that or not, okay? I shared with you last week, there are over 100 Muslims running for public office in the United States of America. It is not compatible to our ways, America. It runs in contrast. It runs antithetical to who we are. Just so you understand, and again, I don't mean to talk down at you. I'm a little fired up about what's going on here, and so should you. Now let's go back to this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This was posted on July 29th, 2018. Again, Republicans cave and return to open borders immigration policy of Obama. The Republicans, if you remember right, are supposed to be the good guys, right? Now, going on to the article written by Susan Hamner, and again, playing along, playing dumb with the left versus right, which is unconstitutional. If the Democrats of this republic aren't giving American citizens the shaft, the establishment Republicans and rhinos will take up the slack. See, folks, right there, if America gets to the point where they've had enough, in other words, enough is enough, they're going to go read the Constitution, and they're going to take the time to read Article 2, Section 4, and they're going to deal with what they're complaining about. But see, they don't love America enough to actually fight for it. They just love America enough to actually complain about it, okay? Which isn't love at all. It really is hate if you define it out scripturally. The issue most important to American citizens today is the issue propelling Donald Trump into the White House happened to be unfettered, illegal alien invasion, or what some alternative news sources and lamestream she used a funny word, and I'm not going to use it. The media call it illegal immigration or migration. Once the Republicans and rhinos in the House have succumbed to the incessant whine of the media and the open borders proponents to reinstate the Hussein Sotoro administration policies of enter to all when it comes to illegal alien invasion. Hey, America. It's one of those, and I hate saying it. You can ask my wife, my kids. I hate saying, I told you so, but I told you so. There is no difference concerning this administration to that of the last, outside of the fact that many more love Donald than they did Barack. But they're both being told what to do, and they are responding accordingly, America. Okay? The Washington Times reported the constant drumbeat of the liberal media in favor, by the way, it's CIA controlled, and they are in the ring along with corrupt politicians that are being used, propelling and advancing the New World Order on a daily basis, just in case some might not have taken the time to know that. But the Washington Times reported that the constant drumbeat of the liberal media in favor of open borders has intimidated some Republicans, going back to the word liberal media as if to suggest that they have a right to lie, which they do not. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, after GOP members joined Democrats in an amendment that effectively would enable anyone from Latin America to obtain asylum in the United States of America. Republicans often behave as though they represent a minority interest when, in fact, even most people who are here as immigrants would like to see a law-abiding country that's physically safe. Gingrich said in the interview Thursday with the Fox News channel, Tucker Carlson. Okay, so America, let me just ask you, I'll open up my lines. Please, give me a call and tell me, what is the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats? What is the difference? Someone can answer this. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. What is the difference between Barack Hussein Obama's administration and Donald Trump's administration? Can somebody please just answer that question? In 2014, the Obama administration dramatically expanded the criteria for asylum in the United States, which has been largely restricted to the threat of persecution on religious or political grounds. Hey, folks, not to those that mean to overthrow our government. There's a big difference. Under the Obama rules, anyone claiming a threat from gang violence or domestic abuse could get asylum, effectively opening the borders to the 500 million people of Latin America, much of which is plagued by gang violence. So, first segment, the Republicans, the good guys, this administration, America, caves to return to open borders immigration policy of Obama. But also keep in mind, it's the mayors, folks, that are alluring them in on your dime. Don't play stupid.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about friends, the Republicans cave and return to open borders, immigration policy of Obama. It's not immigration policy of Obama. It's called perfect judgment. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Read it when you get a moment. There's so many people in this country that just act like they act surprised when I share the truth with them. Oh, Bradley, don't rain on my parade. Bradley, don't destroy this figment of my imagination that this administration is perfect and I can go back to sleep again. Don't wake me up. Hey, folks, you only got so many years of your life. And the Bible says life is but a vapor. Make the most of it. The Bible says the days are evil. Redeem the time. Make the most of it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Republicans cave, the good guys cave, and return to open borders immigration policy of Obama. Folks, they have, through NAFTA, for years been trying to figure out how they're going to destroy us from within. Just so you know. But also keep in mind, and to prove the point, who's the ones bringing them in? Who's the ones not building the wall? Who are the ones not enforcing law concerning those that come into America illegally? Well, they're pulling down the law. Hey, folks, you might want to ask the question, before you pull down the fence, you might want to ask the question, why was it put up in the first place? And it was put up in the first place because of situations and issues in which we're dealing with today. 11 children, this is on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. 11 children rescued from an Islamic compound in New York, or I'm sorry, not New York, but New Mexico. In New Mexico. Really? Hey, America, well, you're being entertained and lavishing praise and approbation upon this new administration. How come he's not calling out these 100 Muslims that are running for public office? You know as well as I do, he's got enough support right now to basically speak out against it and will shut it down all the way across the boards. You know that as well as I do. There's no question about that. Hey, America, I got another question for you. Well, Americans are lavishing this administration with their approbation and praise. How come nobody's talking about the 35 jihadi camps in the United States of America? Because you're caught up into the new thing that you're being lied to about today, right? By the media that you say you don't believe in. That's the truth. That's just the truth of the matter. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 11 children rescued from an Islamic compound in New Mexico. I got a question for you. How did they get here in the first place? Well, I just got done telling you. Republicans cave and return open borders immigration policy of Obama. How come the state-controlled media, the CIA-controlled media, is not highlighting what we're highlighting right now, friends? Why is it? Because they don't want you to know about it. 11 children were rescued from a compound in New Mexico, which was being run in America by armed Muslim extremists. Let me say that again. 11 children in America, in New Mexico, were rescued from a compound in New Mexico, which was being run by armed Muslim extremists in America. And just think about this. Over the last 5 months, concerning, that's what they keep referring to anyways, this alleged shooting that happened in Florida, which we still to date have not received the video. We still have not received the video to prove the point as to who done the alleged killing there in Florida. Still haven't received it. 26 new gun control, unlawful laws, by the way. They're null and void, for those that don't know. They're null and void. But 26 new gun control laws have been passed over the last 5 months under this administration. Barack Hussein Obama would have never got away with it in a million years. In a million years. Does this line itself up with what I told you at the very beginning of this administration, that under State Department statistics that the Muslim influx has increased 2 times that of Barack Hussein Obama? And the reason they're doing this is because the people are sleeping. They want to breathe again now that Donald's there. They just want to hold fast to deceit and hold fast to the lie that everything's okay. No, it's not okay. It's worse than you might think. Why? Because God said he was going to do this to a country that disobeyed him. That's why. And people think that's so far out of mind. Really, why don't you go to the Holocaust Museum and tell me how far out of mind it is with them, because they have scriptures out of the Torah that were given by the prophet Moses concerning their crimes against heaven. They put the scriptures up on the walls, all the while knowing that God was judging them people. Go to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. I've been to that one. I've been to the one in Israel. Folks, the fact of the matter is, no matter who it is, you spit against heaven, you're going to fall on your own back. You're going to be taken by your own craftiness. And by the way, this applies to politics too. But the problem is either you're going to do politics, friends, or politics are going to do you. Don't sit there and tell me about how you don't live politics. Are you kidding me? Everybody lives politics. And the way they continuously get people burnt out is they just keep inundating the American people with new things. And here you have the professed Christians and the professed conservatives sitting there regurgitating every single one of their lies and their advancements to destroy this country concerning we the people, to try to get you to just quit. Well, you know what, America? It's a good thing our forefathers didn't quit. It's a good thing those in government that are good men and women before God, that they're not quitting, right? It's a good thing that there's people on the radio that are out there in the culture war, on the battlefield, we're all on our lives. It's a good thing they didn't quit, right? Makes cowards of men when they fail to protest when they should, and they should all the while know that they should protest. But here we are, 11 children rescued from an Islamic compound in New Mexico. What happened? What happened? I just can't believe this is happening under the Trump administration. Are they talking about it in America? No. No. They're going to keep all the blind sheep following in pursuit to their every whim. And that's exactly what they're hoping for. And the sad fact of the matter is there's a lot of ignorant people doing so. Read Hosea 4:6 when you get a moment. It tells us in Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, "And it shall come to pass that as the Lord delighted over you and rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you." That's the first 15 scriptures of Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 15. And 15 through the rest, friends, to the very end of that chapter. "So the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked off from the land whither thou goest to possess it." And I'll tell you what, you have a lot of Judases in government today that are willing to sell you down the river, and you let them do it. And you let them do it. "11 children rescued from an Islamic compound in New Mexico." I could just keep saying that. "According to the Daily Caller, the police didn't find the little boy named Abdul Ghani Wahaj, but they did discover 11 other children between the ages of 1 and 15 years old being held in the saddest living conditions in poverty I have seen." They're bringing their culture with them. Taos County Sheriff Jerry Hogarithy said in a statement posted to the agency's Facebook Saturday that he also added that he was only a few potatoes and a box of rice as food were found at the compound. See, and what they're doing is they're highlighting the fact that these kids didn't have food. You know what? I totally agree. But the fact of the matter is what should be more alarming is that you have an Islamic compound in New Mexico. I mean, as it's to suggest, back in 2009, we weren't told by CNN when they blurted the truth out in their confusion concerning what was going on in New York after September 11th and what was going on in the United States of America through Sean Hannity and Fox when they blurted the truth out in their confusion. Now, I'll give Sean Hannity a high five for doing his job. It's probably the only one. Well, there's another one down there that I like as well on Fox. I'm going to play those audios for you in just a moment. But friends, why is nobody talking about the 35 jihadi camps in America? Well, guess what? I just told you of another one that nobody knew about. Maybe that should help explain why children are missing from Arizona. Maybe this should help explain as to what really is happening in your country, friends, because, again, the CIA-controlled media doesn't want you to know about what I'm sharing with you right now, as if to suggest I'm going to ask the devil if it's okay to obey God. We're not doing that here. Fact of the matter is you better take a hold of what's going on here, America.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The suicidal airline service agent who stole a turboprop plane at Seattle's airport and went on a joyride did a few air stunts, then crashed on an island in Puget Sound. His remains still need to be officially identified. Pierce County Sheriff Paul Pastor says the incident was not terror-related.
It doesn't look like this was a threat made to anybody or any kind of an attempt to harm anybody.
Ground controllers at SeaTac Airport kept radio contact with the pilot, who called himself a broken guy with some screws loose.
I got a lot of people that care about me, and it's going to disappoint them to hear that I did this. I would like to apologize to each and every one of them.
Two F-15 fighter jets were scrambled from Portland, Oregon, to intercept the plane. The plane went down in a remote area of the island. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, I just wanted to highlight something on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, real quick. Just posted, former education secretary admits U.S. students are failing because education system runs on lies. It's only happening, America, because you're letting it happen. You're the ones letting it happen. You can't blame anybody else, friends. You really can't. Federal and state protections for Muslims promoting death, torture, terrorism to unbelievers in America. The law says otherwise, and by the way, so does common sense. That's on the sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Let me read that again. Federal in America and state protection for Muslims that are promoting death, torture, terrorism to unbelievers in America. The law, friends, says otherwise, but keep in mind, you, America, are the strength of the Constitution. What they fail to do, you must do. And I'm speaking to 325.7 million people in this country, minus the 1.7% that are being used to destroy the apathetic. In saying that, I need to play the whole duration of this. This is a news piece that was broadcast in 2009. By Anderson Cooper. The content, hey friends, I want to tell you something. The devil can quote scripture too, okay? And the truth be told, when they blurt the truth out in their confusion, I'm going to be the first ones not to condemn it, but to thank him for it. And this is American Muslims celebrating 9/11 in New York. Listen carefully.
Muslims rejoicing in the carnage. They call themselves the Revolution Muslim. Today on their website, they called the alleged shooter, Major Hassan, an officer and a gentleman. They said, quote, "We love you." At the same time, they called the slain soldiers terrorists who are in, quote, "eternal hellfire." These men are radicals, but they are also Americans, believe it or not, who praise Osama bin Laden and celebrate the 9/11 attacks. So what's so extraordinary is that we found them out in broad daylight, out on the streets of New York, trying to spread their message just a few feet from a peaceful American mosque. Drew Griffin of CNN Special Investigations Unit has this Uncovering America report.
For 20 years, the Muslim faithful have been drawn to this gleaming mosque in the heart of New York. It is time for afternoon prayers. American Muslims and Muslims from overseas, as many as 4,000, visit here every day. They come to praise Allah, give thanks, and to pray for peace. Imam Shamsi Ali preaches against terror here, against the violence that right now sweeps many Muslim countries. But just outside the gates to his mosque, radical Muslims are preaching a very different view.
How big a threat are these people who come here, well, maybe here today, and trying to reach your congregation?
Islam is about peace. Islam is about moderation. Islam is about friendship. Islam
is about
cause any kind of hatred against anybody.
These are the brothers of Revolution Muslim.
We tell you Muslims to rise up.
They are recruiting just outside New York's 96th Street Mosque.
That the Quran commands that you disavow and make hatred and enmity between democracy, between nationalism, between secularism, and that you see Obama as the enemy he really is. That you see the United States as the enemy it really is.
Youssef Al-Khattab, a Jew who lived in Israel and abruptly converted to Islam. And here is Abdullah Muhammad, also a convert, both born and raised in the United States, a country whose way of life they say they hate. And if you are not a Muslim, they count you as a disbeliever. Their mission? To terrorize you.
We're commanded to terrorize the disbelievers. And this is a religion, like I said.
Commanded to terrorize the disbelievers.
The Quran says very clearly in the Arabic language, Torhibuna. This means terrorize them.
He's a white kid, friends.
So you're commanded.
It's a terrorizing.
Terrorize.
Doesn't mean
anybody.
You define terrorism as going and killing an innocent civilian. That's what you're. I define terrorism as making them fearful so that they think twice before they go rape your mother or kill your brother or go onto your land and try to steal your resources.
It is that jihadist version of Islam which allows them to conclude the killing of American soldiers overseas is justified, that the attack of 9/11 was also justified, and that an attack on almost any American is justified.
Americans will always be a target and a legitimate target until America changes its nature in the international arena.
In separate and disturbing interviews, both look to one man as the true living model of Islam, Osama bin Laden.
I love Osama bin Laden. I love him. Like, I can't begin to tell you because I haven't seen that he's really done anything wrong from the Sharia. I love him like more than I love myself.
What they want is U.S. forces to be defeated for a Muslim holy land stretching from China to Rome. And yes, they yearn for the day Israel will vanish.
So you would like Israel to be bombed? Jews to...
Do you think that's a rational comeback?
I'm asking you.
I would like to see Israel wiped off the map. I would like to see a mushroom cloud over it. But before that, I'd like to see the people guided, and I'd like them to go back to their original countries where they're from.
They may seem crazy to you, but you are not their target audience. The FBI has assigned agents to watch them, to monitor their website, and perhaps more importantly, watch those who are viewing and listening. Like Neil Bryant Venus, a young New Yorker who has pled guilty in a plot to blow up the Long Island Railroad. He met with and admired
the religion of peace, huh, America?
He was a good Muslim brother, and that was it.
Kitab claims friendship with Tariq Mehana and Daniel Maldonado. Maldonado arrested and pled guilty in Texas to receiving military training with Somali terrorists. Mehana was just indicted in Boston, conspiring to provide material support to terrorists. The Revolution Muslim Partners say they do not fight themselves and do not incite others to fight. But make no mistake, they want you to become a Muslim. They want Americans to die.
I would not do it myself. That's what I said. Is Obama a murderer, a tyrant, a scumbag? Absolutely he is. If they killed him, would I shed a tear? Absolutely I would not. Would I say that, would I incite his murder? That's not what we don't preach that.
The mosques have tried to prevent that kind of hatred from being preached by calling police. But there is little police or even the FBI can do to stop these radicalized.
Baloney.
They are protected by legal rights.
Baloney.
In a country they detest.
Baloney.
Drew, you've been working on this piece for a while. It just coincides with this shooting on the base. It's sickening, of course, in the wake of the shootings, especially to hear what these folks are saying. Just, you know, not too many blocks from where I'm sitting right now.
Right.
How can they get away with this?
You know, Anderson, that's what I wanted to know. How can they say this stuff? How can they be on the web saying this stuff? And right after...
They want enough
hours. They were appraising this attack. It's protection under the First Amendment. That's what's protecting their speech. And law enforcement sources who watch these guys, they are constantly watching these guys, say these guys know their rights very well, going right up to the line of that protection under the First Amendment and stopping just short of crossing it.
Oh my gosh. They just hope those that are advocating what's taking place here in this country just hope that you're stupid enough and ignorant enough to believe what they just got done saying. Just think about what they just said. And they CNN spread that lie. Although, again, the devil can quote scripture, and again, I'm going to be the first one there to highlight when he tells you the truth, regardless if he realized it or not. Hey, folks, Islam is not lawfully allowed in this country. Read 1952 McCarran-Walters Act. It is the law, revised and reaffirmed in 1965. It's still active and on the books, federal law. Friends, Chapter 2, Section 212 is the prohibition of the entry to the U.S. if the illegal alien or the alien belongs to an organization seeking to overthrow the government of the United States of America by force. Do you think? To overthrow the government of the United States by force, violence, or other unconstitutional means. Any immigration without assimilation is an invasion by enemy forces, and it's exactly what's happening today in this country. You know, the sad fact about it is they're really close friends to telling you the truth of the matter. You heard that guy say, he was a white Muslim, by the way, and he's born and raised in America, and he hates this country, but he wants to stay here. But it's interesting that he would say, well, do you want someone breaking into your house, killing your dad, your mom, raping your sister? Well, folks, I mean, truth be told, a lot of what's going on right now is the American people reaping what they've sowed by allowing corrupt politicians to use our military unconstitutionally and illegally against their countries. Again, truth be told, God is not a respecter of persons, and nor am I. Now, I've shared with you General Wesley Clark talking about how we have a military that can conquer nations. And after September 11th, George W. Bush attacked a country that had nothing to do with September 11th. But they had to blame somebody. And by the way, Hitler did the exact same thing with his own Reichstag. He attacked his own Reichstag, and then he accused the Poles, and then he sicked his army, his military, on his political opposition. Same thing Bush did. Same exact thing. And what's interesting about it, America, is in what you need to understand. And by the way, cross-check me. Cross-check everything I'm telling you concerning history. Many of them do the same. They use the same methods as their father, John 10:10. Read it when you get a moment. Because there's no truth in them, John 8:44. But the fact of the matter is, America, you have serious enemies that are in this country because of what the American people have allowed their politicians in this country to do to their countries. It's just a fact. And again, General Wesley Clark told us that we wouldn't be there if there wasn't resources for us to steal, in other words. Played that audio a couple weeks ago, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I got another audio for you from 2009 talking about the 35 jihadi camps back in 2009 that nobody's talking about. And the reason we're bringing this up again, friends, is because in New Mexico, there were 11 children rescued from an Islamic compound, heavily armed Islamic compound in New Mexico. Okay? And notice again, friends, you're not going to see this on the state-controlled media, the CIA-controlled media. No, because they don't want you to know about it. They only want you to know what they want you to know. Okay? And by the way, going back to the last video, real quick, the audio that you heard, it's video for us. When he said it was a religion of peace, friends, you can't line that up with what they're teaching. In Quran, chapter 2, verse 191. And slay them whenever or wherever you come upon them and expel them for where they expelled you. Persecution is most grievous than slain, but fight them, not by the holy mosque until they should fight you there. Then if they fight you, slay them. Such is the recompense of believers. And folks, again, I've spent time on this before. Another one is in Quran 47, verse 4. So when you meet those who disbelieve in battle, strike their necks until you have inflicted slaughter upon them, then secure their bonds. This is, here's another one. But those who disbelieve will have cut out for them garments of fire, poured upon their heads will be scalding water. Quran 22, verse 19. Maybe this explains acid attacks, friends. These are the same people that take acid and throw it in people's faces, namely their wives. This is craziness, but this is happening in America today. This second piece is terrorist cells, training camps in America, and this was reported on Fox News in 2009, and I high-five Sean for doing this piece. Again, I like the guy. I really do. I think he's a good guy. And in saying that, listen to this one. I'm going to play the duration so you get the whole sum of it. Go ahead, Sam.
The group is responsible for over 50 attacks on U.S. soil and has over 35 compounds right here in our very own nation. Now, a new investigation by the Christian Action Network has uncovered some disturbing information about the spread of homegrown terrorists and what they mean for America.
It's a frightening thought. Islamic terrorist training camps right here in America, in our backyards. The group Muslims of America, or Jamaat al-Fuqaha, as they're called in Pakistan, have established over 35 communities across the U.S. The group claims to be peaceful, but a videotape uncovered by the Christian Action Network shows that they can have a much more sinister side. The video called The Soldiers of Allah features Sheikh Mubarak Ali Ghanali, the mastermind and the leader of the group here in the U.S.
We are establishing training camps. You can reach us, you know, at the Grand Group University offices, upstate New York, or in Canada, or in Michigan, or in South Carolina, or in Pakistan, wherever we are.
The tape goes on to teach Ghilani's American followers tactics in guerrilla warfare, including scaling mountains, subduing enemies, murdering guards, hijacking cars, kidnapping, weapons training, and setting off explosives. Ghilani is a Pakistani national best known for allegedly setting up journalist Daniel Pearl in 2002. Pearl was on the way to meet with him when he was abducted and eventually gruesomely beheaded. Armed with the, quote, Soldier of Allah training video and a history of Ghilani's terrorist rhetoric, investigators went to several of the compounds to confront his followers.
You are a liar, and you are a liar.
Don't say another word. Understand?
They were met with denial, hostility, and in some cases even violence.
Clearly looks like either knife holes or bullet holes.
And the question remains, why have these communities been left to flourish here in the U.S.? And is it only a matter of time before this anger spills on over into a violent incident?
M.R. Moyer now joins us. 35 facilities in the U.S. Tell me this is not true, and how does this continue to exist?
Well, there's 35 compounds, villages, communities that Sheikh Ghilani has inside the United States. They range anywhere from the east coast of York, South Carolina, to the west coast, Seattle, Washington, Hancock, New York, down to Texas.
Knowing the extremism that you're talking about, that he advocates here, and this is not in dispute, correct?
No, it's not in dispute.
Then why would the United States government allow these facilities to stay open?
Well, we spent 2.5 years investigating this group, and during that time we interviewed law enforcement about why these facilities are allowed to exist in the United States. We got a host of reasons, but the number one reason is they are protected by the U.S. Constitution.
They are not.
They are protected by state constitutions.
They are not.
In the United States. Really, law enforcement's hands are tied in trying to shut these groups down.
I want you to explain to our audience here, because you're describing this particular man, his involvement, you say, in the Daniel Pearl, you know, beheading. How certain are you that every one of those compounds shares the radical views?
We went to 7 of these compounds. We had the Soldiers of Allah videotape, which your viewers just watched. And we said, we're going to set out on a mission. We're going to visit the 7 compounds we were aware of and ask their leaders to watch this tape, either accept or reject Sheikh Ghilani's call to be an Islamic guerrilla warfare training camp. None of them rejected that tape.
How is he connected specifically to each and every compound?
Well, each and every compound is owned by a group called Muslims of America. Muslims of America in the United States is their American name for a group based in Pakistan called Jamaat al-Fukra.
Which is the one that he is, and these are his words, and this is what his advocacy is. So in other words, let me guess, and you tell me if I'm wrong here, so that when you went to these seven compounds, of the 35, if they were to condemn the statements of him, that would mean to them what?
Well,
for them what?
Actually, none of them would condemn him. These people believe Sheikh Jalani is the direct descendant of the Prophet Muhammad, that he speaks for the Prophet Muhammad. They follow him with utmost loyalty. They believe basically he is speaking for the word of Allah. They will not condemn him. They will not criticize him. That's what we learned. As a matter of fact, in one camp in Jessup, Georgia, one of the leaders watched the Soldiers of Allah videotape and said, what's wrong with Sheikh Jalani setting up paramilitary training camps inside the United States? I encourage your viewers to watch this tape. Just see what happens.
Do you think Jelani's facilities in the U.S. are planning attacks on American cities? It's almost unimaginable in a post 9/11 world that could exist. You're saying you think that they're planning, plotting, scheming the next attack against Americans.
Not only do I believe that, not only will people watch this documentary believe that, but even the law enforcement officials that we have spoken with, not the ones based in Washington, D.C., but the field officers, they believe that. We've had law enforcement tell us they have weapons of mass destruction that they...
What kind of weapons of mass destruction?
Well, in some cases, I can't even tell you, Sean, because the confidential information that was given to me by these particular law enforcement officials...
So you're saying without a doubt, you could look in these cameras tonight and tell the American people that there are terrorist training camps on our soil, we're not doing anything about it, and they're planning, and they will hit America.
I would say without a doubt, Al-Qaeda would love to have such compounds that range from 25 acres to 300 acres sitting on American soil,
right,
in order to hide terrorists, hide weapons, and train future jihadists for the United States. It's shocking.
Mr. Moore, it's shocking. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And finally,
well, it's interesting, friends, because I'm online right now, and I just went to, again, Probing the Point, CIA-controlled media. I can't find anything concerning what's going on here in America. No, not a word. Why is that? Because it proves the point, again, they don't want you to know about what's going on. They don't want you to be up in arms about what's going on. Because they're protecting those people on our soil against you, America. Actually was talking about Tommy Robinson yesterday and how he was in prison for... He still doesn't know for what, for 13 months. He's been released on bail. And he's telling the American people that they're after you now, and we're almost finished here over in the UK. The Muslims have literally infiltrated and overtaken the UK on so many different fronts. Okay. With that said, did you know that Instagram now just banned Tommy Robinson? They don't want him getting his message out, America. Why? Because they are being used as a political battering ram to establish a new world order. Okay? It's a fact. It's just a fact. Folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our YouTube page. Just posted some more stuff this last week. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty on YouTube. Punch in those words. It will pull up. You can also jump over on our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E. Bradley Dean double E on Facebook. And my Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to call in and support the ministry, please do. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. And by the way, I end the show with, folks, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It truly is. We love you by what we do here at the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Read 1 John 3:18 when you get a moment, because that's how we do what we do here. We show you. We don't just talk about it, but we actually put our feet to our speech. We practice what we preach, and we ask God for more grace to keep His commandments better so we can get more done in the process. Read John 15. See ya.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.